Running from September 27 to October 3, Banned Books Week is allowing Guelph Public Library staff the opportunity to educate library goers and promote the reading of literature that has been deemed challenged by the American Library Association, ALLA. The ALLA released their top 10 controversial books list, with George by Alex Gino taking the top spot for the third year in a row. Michelle Campbell, manager of relations for the GPL, said the library is in the business of providing literature to readers regardless of the viewpoints the authors display in their books. I think intellectual freedom as a concept is a big part of what we do. We promote the ability for people to have viewpoints and read material on any topic, said Campbell. I think it is important for libraries to do displays, or use their social media to talk about Banned Books Week. Launched in 1982, Banned Books Week is a response to an increase in literary challenges from schools, bookstores, and libraries. Typically held in the last week of September or early October, the goal is to highlight the value of unrestricted access to books, which are often of value to the community at large. Just bringing it back to people's attention on a yearly basis that books get banned all the time, said Campbell. Still in 2021, it's happening, people get offended by things, but as a library, it is not our job to restrict material. Referencing To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee, Campbell said although it is a dated title, it represents that time period and is valuable for people to read and discuss the book. It is good for people to read and then have a discussion on why we don't do things that way anymore, said Campbell. Hiding the banned books behind flaps showing books wrapped in chains, Campbell said this is a nod to the fact that these books have been taken out of the public eye in certain areas due to their perceived negative contents. The books on the ALLA list have issues ranging but are not limited to books that are thought to promote anti-police views, promote drug and alcohol abuse, because of the author's public statements, or restricted for LGBTQIA+ content. The list from ALLA contains what some would consider literary classics, such as Of Mice and Men by John Steinbeck, The Absolutely True Diary of a Part-Time Indian by Sherman Alexie, and To Kill a Mockingbird.